Everybody is kung fu fighting. Your mind becomes fast as lightning. Although the future is a little bit frightening.
Hello, this is Humphrey with Jade Arcade, and I have a very special guest for the first episode. I have my son, Alex.
Hi.
And today we're going to discuss whatever crosses our brains and whatnot. What did you want to discuss today?
The flaws with Dragon Ball Z, reviews on Dragon Ball Raging Blast, and whatever comes to our mind, like you said.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay, then. Well, what I was thinking was is that we just get to... What's your overall opinion on the whole thing?
Well, one of the flaws I have with Dragon Ball Z is in the fight in the World Tournament, the TV special, Goku versus Piccolo, why Piccolo didn't use his gigantic form against the Saiyans. Why he couldn't just turn gigantic and stomp them all into little tiny pieces.
Well, see, you got me at a disadvantage here because I don't think I've seen this. I don't think I've seen this episode or special or whatever.
Well, it's on DVD, but you haven't seen it. I saw it last night. I saw Piccolo's giant form, and he was gigantic. He stomped Goku into little bits. Of course, then again, the Saiyans are more powerful than Goku, and once Piccolo stomped on Goku, he used his strength to knock Piccolo down, so...
Well, maybe they didn't want to do the same thing like they did with the Great Ape thing, the Osaru thing. Maybe they only too many big giant things. I mean, a giant plant going along with a giant ape, and that would have been kind of cool.
That would have been really cool.
A big giant, you know, something being like a Godzilla movie all of a sudden, you know, just big giant.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. Do you hear this, Akira Toriyama? You must make a Dragon Ball Z movie where Piccolo gets really big and then becomes a giant freaking plant dude. And then,
well, that almost happened with Garlic Jr. and everything, except Piccolo didn't turn gigantic. He just faced everybody. He was infected by the Blackwater Mist. So I think that's what it's called.
Was this in the Dead Zone movie?
Yeah, that was in the Dead Zone movie where everybody's infected. Oolong Puar, Bulma. Well, I don't think Goku was. I think this is when, after Namek, I think. And I think the only ones that aren't infected by the Blackwater Mist are Krillin and Gohan. And
see, I haven't seen Dead Zone either.
I haven't either. I just saw the fight between Piccolo, Gohan, Krillin, and Garlic Jr.
People that know nothing about Dragon Ball Z so far are just going to have to look it up. I think they're lost by now, so there will be things that you probably know about later on, but beyond that, there's, you know.
Do you notice any other flaws, like a...
Well, I know it's a big flaw, and it was pointed out, I gotta say, Team 4 Star, who do Dragon Ball Abridged.
Awesome.
It's the coolest thing in the world as far as Dragon Ball goes. I want to see more episodes a little bit quicker. They're at team4star.com and whatnot. But they're just, oh man, it's just really cool because it's just, they say all the things you expect. The thing that's, with all the critiques that I would have, is basically on there. They talk about where he's, you know, where every anime thing where they'd say, you know, we're going to have violent kick your ass blast or something like that, and then all of a sudden he does it, and you know, and then of course the other guy gets hit like he didn't hear him say the violent kick your ass blast, but which is probably only in Japan. I don't think here they're gonna have a kick your ass blast. but yeah, that's only, you know, all the critiques. You want to find out any critiques I have is definitely on the abridged thing. you know, Kiki's Delivery Service, and I know I'm going to miss Miyazaki. I'm probably pronouncing it correctly, so, you know, if I am, oh well. But he does, you know, he did Spirited Away,
yeah,
and all
Spirited Away, Ponyo.
Ponyo! I love Ponyo! Ponyo! There's books that are coming out of all the art.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah. There's watercolor books. You know, little coffee table things and whatnot. It's not really earth shaking, but I guess it's all the movies, every time they make the movies they have this art that comes out and whatnot.
Yeah.
And this is all the artwork basically. And there's Spirited Away and everything. I kinda like Spirited Away.
Still haven't seen Porco Rosso yet.
No, I think we've got all the movies. Almost all the movies. But Porco Rosso, George Clooney, isn't George Clooney Porco Rosso on the English version?
I don't remember. I sort of remember them saying George Clooney stars as Porco Rosso, but I don't remember.
Oh, and Howl's Moving Castle, that's pretty cool. The cover of the Howl's Moving Castle book looks like Bernie Wrightson's Frankenstein. I can't stand that. Okay, I'm going to start a little rant right here. I'm a little bit tired. It's not the 80s anymore. The year of the stomper truck is gone. I'm a little bit tired of... Oh, man. And if you own one of these cars, Jesus, get a muffler. There's people going by over and over again, and they only rev the engines when they go past the house, and that's funny once. But when everybody does it...
I know. Everybody does it. It's not funny. It's just loud and annoying.
And it's just like, you know, it's not even a motorcycle either. It's this car that has no muffler.
I'd like to shoot the tires out. I'd like to shoot the tires out just to make them pay.
So, deadly revenge in the land.
Make you pay $80 for another tire.
Well, no. Actually, most of the time, these people are spending tons of cash on tires and wheels and everything.
Oh, no, I thought it was just $80 a tire.
Well, no, it's more than that sometimes. It's, you know, really expensive tires sometimes. These people are spending a ton of money more on the tires and the wheels sometimes than they are on the actual car.
No kidding.
And, well, they're saving money on the fact that they don't have a muffler. So, a lot of things coming out. A lot of movies and stuff like that. I gotta say, I want to see Scott Pilgrim. I'm reading through the graphic novel and everything. Which is really cool. If you get a chance, you should, you know, anybody out there should go ahead and get it. It's, you know, it's really cool. It's really nifty stuff. And you can go by the movie page, and you can get your own avatar made up of you looking like a Scott Pilgrim character.
Oh, really? I thought you had to pay for it.
No, you don't have. No, it's free. It's free. It's like a little flash thing.
Well, I'll have to go there anytime. Yeah. At any time, you know, make my own avatar.
Of course, you can do an avatar, you can do a Facebook thing, or a Twitter thing, or Twitter. You can do a Twitter thing as well, and that's the way it goes on that.
You know what really gets me? Mm-hmm. How everybody that Hank Hill hires in King of the Hill, they always trick him into paying more money. It's like, oh yeah, you got more mold. If anybody's seen the mold episode, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, I saw that yesterday, I think, and that's what's a standard King of the Hill sort of thing.
Yeah, basically people tricking Hank Hill, because, you know, how easy Hank Hill is to trick.
Oh,
everybody knows that.
Well, yes, he's so easy to trick that he's not even on TV anymore, with the exception of reruns.
Yeah, I think they should have made a 20 years later, what happened to Bobby, what happened to Hank, what happened to everybody? That should have been their series finale.
Oh, speaking of which, speaking of cartoons and stuff like that, I'm just reading right here on the internet that there's going to be an X-Men Origins Wolverine Part 2.
No way. I liked the Part 1. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Except for Deadpool's mouth being sewn and the knives coming out of his wrists.
Yeah.
The swords.
Okay, that's my one gripe about comic book movies. You got the thing. You got everything right there. You got the comic book right there. It tells you what to do. It tells you visually what to do with what your movie's going to be about, with what it should look like, with what they should be doing, and everything. And
Deadpool's eyes should have rotted out of his head as soon as he got rid of the eyelids.
Maybe it was like mutant eyeballs or something like that. Well, he had the eye beams and all that jazz. But as far as the Wolverine movie, it says that they're going to Japan for the new movie. And let's see.
I hope they don't get attacked by Godzilla.
let's see. Golly, the guy, what is the guy's name? David Slade, who did The Time Traveler's Wife, didn't see it, but he's supposed to be directing it. And I don't know, who are they going to put in front of it? I mean, I would say that they could be using certain comics down the path of Wolverine's journey of X-Menities, but I don't think so. I don't think they're going to be doing that. I think that they're going to probably be just looking at a comic book and sort of, going, whoa, here's a hint, and then throwing it away. And then
here's another Dragon Ball Z flaw. If one Kamehameha... Which has nothing to do with what we're talking about. It just came across my mind. How is it that one Kamehameha wave can blow up, pretty much destroy Cell, but Goku keeps using the Spirit Bomb, when he could just basically use a Kamehameha, where, he's facing Majin Buu, and he could have used a Kamehameha. It's like, whoosh, he's dead. Frieza, Kamehameha, dead. Of course, then again, I think Goku spared Frieza's life. Yeah, he did. As soon as Frieza used the Destructo Disc, he was cut in half, and his arm was gone. And then Goku gave him energy to still survive. And that just gets me how one Kamehameha can kill a Cell, but Goku still continues to use the Spirit Bomb. And Goku never uses the Kaioken anymore. Ever since he learned the Super Saiyan technique, what happened to the Kaioken?
It Kaio went. Goku, you gotta be using the Kaioken. That sounds more like Cartman than it does.
Yeah, sounds like Cartman.
Use my Kaioken. If you don't use it, I'm gonna go home. There's a thing on here I see right here, or there's gonna be a new Indiana Jones thing. But Mutt Williams is gonna be in it. I don't
like the name Mutt Williams.
I don't like the name. I don't know if I like Mutt Williams or not. I got to watch the movie a little bit more. And frankly, I still have a problem with him being drug out of quicksand with a snake.
I thought there were rumors that Mutt... what's the guy's name? Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf made Steven Spielberg really mad. And he wouldn't be in the movie. There were rumors spreading about that.
Yeah, there was something about that, or that he was embarrassed about the movie or something like that, or he was embarrassed to be in it, and then because of that he wasn't going to be in it. Apparently total rumors, or somebody kissed him made up or something like that. I don't know how it went. Yeah, there's going to be a brand new Indiana Jones. I'm kind of surprised to see this. there's a ton of stuff being remade. There's tons and tons of stuff. The new Indiana Jones thing is going to be a sequel to Crystal Skull. And I don't think it has anything to do with crystals or skulls.
Raiders is still my favorite movie.
Oh, yeah. Then there's going to be, oh, Lord, Paramount Pictures, in conjunction with Nickelodeon, has acquired the rights to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for a $60 million remake of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing. So I don't know how I feel about that. This is going to be...
Nickelodeon...
That sort of says it all, doesn't it? That says it all.
That says it all.
And this is coming from a 12-year-old, folks.
I learned a few years ago that Jeff Smith, the guy who made Bone, really cool series.
Oh, yeah.
And he was going to do a cartoon, what was it, series or a movie?
There was talk, I had read myself that there was going to be something like a that he had said something with Nickelodeon or something like that, and that they had possibly ran about the...
Anyway,
And, you know, the end-all, be-all of the whole thing is that, you know...
Nickelodeon made Jeff Smith really mad. It's like, oh, maybe Bone could have magical gloves. And
the magic gloves, folks. It's... just, you know, they're healing gloves. They feel the power of the magic gloves. You know, that's what everybody needs in the day is magic gloves, you know. It's just, you know.
And
I want magic gloves.
everybody.
I need magic gloves just so I can go out and, you know. What happens if you give somebody the finger with magic gloves?
And imagine that.
Oh.
Giving somebody the finger and they're exploding.
Well, that's a little extreme, don't you think?
I don't know. What would happen if you gave somebody...
That's a new Dragon Ball technique.
Yeah, Nappa did that. He did this.
Oh, well.
He can blow up.
So Nappa had magic gloves, but not really.
Not really. No. He just had magic hands.
He had magic hands.
I don't really get it. Nappa can destroy an entire city, but with just twitching his fingers, just by twitching his fingers, he can blow up an entire city.
But he couldn't do anything with Goku.
He couldn't do anything with Goku.
And Goku comes back and he's all beating him up and everything and whatnot. And this is, I don't know. It's just kind of sad, really. Vegeta.
Speaking of which, I heard about Fox making another sequel to... Well, just a sequel to Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh, yes. I've heard something about that. Yeah. What? Hey, Fox? No. Don't do it. Do something else. Do it, better yet, reboot the whole thing. Redo the whole thing. Start off, if you're going to start with Dragon Ball Z, do it right. Have Gohan in there.
Krillin power. They completely forgot about Kento Yun, a.k.a. Flying Nimbus.
There's
power pole.
There's no Nimbus. There's no nothing. Well, like, yet again, it's like the comic books. Everything's right there. Just right there for you. There's Chi-Chi, but it's not really Chi-Chi.
Of course, Chi-Chi was a fighter. It was in that TV special. I think it was Goku versus Chi-Chi. I'm not sure.
Well,
what really got me about the Dragon Ball Evolution movie was Goku didn't have a tail. Master Roshi lives on this sorta kinda island.
Well, technically it's an island. I mean,
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a White House. It's not supposed to be a gigantic apartment building.
Well, no, let's just go ahead and say right now that anybody that hasn't seen the Dragon Ball Z Evolution movie, don't expect exactness on anything that has anything to do with Dragon Ball Z. Played pretty free and loose with everything.
I did see this on the internet that Goku did have a tail, but they didn't show it. They barely showed it, but I think somebody just got a picture of Dragon Ball Evolution and just popped a tail on Goku's back.
No tail on Goku.
No tail.
No tail on Goku. I forgot about that.
Ozaru's supposed to be 50 foot tall. And
oh, there's so much. It could have been. It's like the, you know, this is nothing against, just, it could have been so cool. It's like the Dragon Ball Z movie itself could have been so cool. It could have been the neatest thing.
You should have made it. You should have made it.
I should have. In fact, if they want to make another one, I am available to make a Dragon Ball Z movie.
Bill Goldberg could star as Nappa.
Oh, Bill Goldberg would be perfect as
that
Nappa.
He would be perfect as Nappa. This guy that made a YouTube video, he had who would make the perfect roles of the Dragon Ball Z movie. He had Bill Goldberg as Nappa.
I think that the only thing that I thought was pretty good was what's his face? Piccolo, the guy that started as Piccolo.
Spike from Buffy the Vampire.
Yeah, Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I can't remember his name.
Four-star.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but he was perfect.
But it wasn't supposed to be Piccolo. It was supposed to be Demon King Piccolo. He was supposed to start out as old, and he should have gotten his wish from the Dragon Ball's Eternal Youth.
Well, what they should have done, they should have had it just directly from Dragon Ball Z, the first episode, and condensed it down, have so many movies. This is where sci-fi can redeem itself for making some B-grade movies over the years. And they could come in, have the Dragon Ball Z movies, and they could have a series like they do with the Librarian, and have a series of Dragon Ball movies. Each saga is a movie, and you have the Saiyan saga. Yeah.
Who would be perfect as Raditz?
Raditz. Oh man.
That's gonna be a tough.
Well,
one.
if it's a sci-fi thing, it's gonna have to be. You can't have
Of course, then again, Raditz in there for 0.5 seconds.
You can't have... Oh, what's his name? You can't have Vin Diesel's Raditz or anything like that.
No, Vin Diesel wouldn't do good. He doesn't have this kind of voice.
Well, who could... or something like that. I think he could pull it. I just don't think that they could afford it if it was on sci-fi, on the idea that it was sci-fi and whatnot. But if it's not sci-fi, if it's like... But they should do it. This is an idea. This is a perfect idea. They should do all these things in, the different things. I mean, they should do the different movies, the different sagas, and it should be a movie on each one.
Yes, everybody, I do a good Raditz impression.
Yes, he does. And, of course...
Goku's kind of... I do a good Raditz.
Well, there you go.
Emperor Pilaf should have been with King Piccolo, because in the manga and the anime, Emperor Pilaf found this rice cooker that held King Piccolo in there. I don't know how, but a rice cooker could get him in there, but... put it on... boil, and there you go. You got roasted Piccolo. Boiled Piccolo.
Well, let's not forget that Piccolo is sort of a plant guy, but still.
He is a plant. All he needs is sunlight and water. I heard it from Dende.
You heard it from Dende, folks.
Dende that all they need to survive is water and sunlight and stuff.
And they get 24-hour sunlight on 24/7 sunlight on the planet Namek, the Namekians.
We're totally Namekians, Namekas.
We're totally that. So sorry. You guys have got to first before you listen to this. In fact, if you get this far, you should really go back and watch the Team Four Star episodes. See, some of these things is just this is just stupid references to it.
This guy on YouTube called Ultimate DBZ Fan 2000, he made this little chibi thing where there's this... Well, anybody that hasn't seen Dragon Ball Evolution wouldn't know this scene, but there's this scene where he dries up the whole river and finds the Dragon Ball. It's like, it's a lot easier to find it without all this water. And says to Mai, "Why are you here?" And then she shrugs her shoulders, and it's like, "I can blow up an entire city with a Kai Blast the size of a golf ball. I could blow up entire oceans with a Kai Blast the size of a golf ball. Why are you here?" Why was Mai there? She was supposed to be the mercenary for Emperor Pilaf. I think she's a mercenary.
I know
that there's a fox named Shu, a ninja fox. He was, of course, foxes are sort of kind of ninjas because, they're at night time going around.
Oh, yeah. Getting into garbage can. No,
that's a raccoon.
That's raccoon, ninja raccoons. Many a time I've seen a ninja raccoon getting into the garbage can and whatnot. But okay then.
The review on Dragon Ball Raging Blast.
Raging Blast, exactly. I've only played
Prototype.
Let's see. Well, Prototype, I think people, if you haven't played Prototype by now, you don't have it. You should get it. It's a fun little game. But the Raging Blast, I've only played the demo. We've only got the demo and whatnot, but from what we see of the demo, everything seems cool.
It's awesome.
It's really cool. It's heads and shoulders at least equal to or above most of the Dragon Ball Z games.
Yeah, but the problem is it only has one movie character, and that's Broly. It only has Broly. It doesn't have Janemba or, who else is there? Garlic Jr. It doesn't have any of those except for Broly.
As long as it's got Broly, I dig me some Broly. But there's a...
It's got What Ifs, and it has What If sagas, like What If Vegeta turns Super Saiyan 3, What If Broly turns Super Saiyan 3, and...
Well, I gotta say, that's cool. The one that I really want to push right now that I don't think is getting enough love is the Deadliest Warrior game.
Oh.
Which is so cool because you get to chop off limbs, you get to chop off heads and everything. And
the problem is about the demo is that it starts your difficulty on hard, which...
Oh, yeah, if you're playing the demo and you think the game's just too hard, you don't want to play it, you don't want to buy it or anything. I don't know if it's on disc or anything. I do know it's on the Xbox store. But if you want to play it and everything, you need to, and it's too hard, go back to options and put it on normal. It's a lot more fun, and you're not getting killed immediately, and you get to chop heads off and legs and things like... Oh, it's just nifty stuff, and it's just like the show. It's just like, because they start off, and they're sort of just, you know, at the end of the show where they have the battle, they start off, with their weapons and everything. So, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. And making a quick little first podcast here. I'm glad I had you on here. Did you have fun?
It was a pleasure being on here.
It was a pleasure here. And we want to say that...
How do we wrap this up?
Well, I think I'm just going to push the stop button. So, there you go.
Be sure to check out our profiles on YouTube and Facebook.
Oh, yeah. The YouTube, which everything... You can stop by... jadearcade.com for my site, or you want to check me out on Facebook, I'm at facebook.com/ The Jade Arcade, one word, and Alex is also on YouTube.
I haven't uploaded anything yet. I'm working on some Lego movies. Just saying this to anyone that are my friends or my subscribers on YouTube, I'm working on the Lego movie. Please, do not get angry.
I don't think anybody's gonna get...
Oh, and I have some really cool Dragon Ball Z drawings on Facebook. Be sure to check me out.
Oh, yes, he's on there. Although, there you go. So, okay then. So, I'm signing off. This is Jade Arcade and...
Alex Arcade.
And we will see you later.
Everybody is hungry.